ugly looking skeletal creature
with a staff in his hand. Now, what's that staff? That's in his hand.
The staff is a ram's head staff. Now, the ram's head is a very occultic symbol. It's always a cauldron that's used in different occult practices. But when it's seen on the staff, it's called a Norok. And when it's pictured in occult books, many times it's pictured with the butt of the staff crushed onto the head of a dove. Dalthor introduces most of the occult within the Walkers. He has the ability to mind control, to levitate, to astral project, and to do many other occult practices and pagan religion practices.
So you're telling me little boys, for instance, could watch Skeletor with his stats there, and you say this was actually used to crush a dove that represents total satanic power. Of course, the ram's head represents Satan anyway in the occult. So are really being programmed to evil. And where does Skeletor? We're watching this witch talking. She's talking about the creation of the universe, how it was created with a great big explosion, or what some of the scientists would call the Big Bang Theory today, which totally throws out creationism. And then we see her saying the star seed is all powerful.
But we have a good versus evil here. Very power, by satanic power. This is Tila, and they call her the warrior goddess, or the patron saint of all warriors. You notice that she's wearing a cobra head breastplate and has a cobra head staff in her. And this young lady is involved in that witchcraft, and you notice that she's a very voluptuous looking thing, and they wear very tightly clipped ear, and this is on the show.
So there's a sensuality about the toys also.
Yes. This character is called Many Faces. Now, in a cartoon, Many Faces becomes demon possessed by drinking a magical potion that Skeletor gives him. Now he is released from that, and he becomes a good character, but he still has the demons living within him, and every once in a while wells up inside and makes him an evil character again. He crosses back and forth.
You mean little children with can actually see his transformed from a demon-possessed skeleton type of creature to a good guy.
And back.
I guess with the toy of the turn this little nerd on, and you can make his face change.
There you go.
And there he becomes a good guy. And then the little child can, there's several faces, many faces in this little toy, which is just, and we can go around to the different faces. And this has got to have,
Oh, definitely, it says you can be demon possessed and still be good, since it has the mimicking.
Are you kidding me? Skeletor, the master of the universe.